everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Dadcast. What is happening, man? I am JP, your host. Joining us, as always, is the Tenacious One co-host, Mr. Nick Martin. What is up?
So good to be back in the studio.
What is it,
Nick?
Oh my gosh, what's up, Brian?
What's happening?
Oh, and there's our special guest host talking before he's introduced.
That's right.
And that it's all right, man. It's a podcast. That's there's no etiquette here.
Now we got to start over.
Joining us today is a good friend, an old buddy. His name is Mr. Brian Boggs, and most importantly, man, he is a dad.
I am a dad.
Welcome to Dadcast Podcast, man. You are our very first guest inside a brand new updated studio.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm pumped.
Yeah.
I'm glad to see what you guys are doing, and this is awesome.
We are going to talk dad stuff, and I have a sneaky suspicion at some point during this hour, we are going to start getting into the nitty-gritty of nerdism and video games and such.
Oh, it's probably going to happen.
I didn't know if I was going to hurt your feelings if I called you all nerds.
Oh,
no, it's all right.
No, we're nerds.
Giant good, dude. Nerds.
Mountain Dew Dorito nerds.
Oh, the code red's the gaming fuel.
Oh, Jesus.
At least for me.
Yes. You guys go all out.
So well, I'm a sweet tea guy, so that's usually what I'm at.
A little less nerdy.
A little less nerdy.
Do you put a little whiskey in there?
Depends on my mood.
Fair enough.
Now he's gonna.
Are we stress gaming or are we like just cash?
Oh, sweaty, huh?
Yeah.
You're getting sweaty. So Brian, talk to us real quick, man. First of all, you are a dad.
Yep.
How many kids you got? How old are they? Names, all that good stuff.
All right. So I got two kids. My son is 17. Will be turning 18 on June 3rd. And my daughter just turned 15, just got a permit, and she is a full-time gymnastics on the competitive team in Grants Pass. And, you know, just awesome.
That is awesome, man. Yeah. Are they nerds as well?
My son is a big time nerd. My daughter likes to play games, but I wouldn't call her a nerd, you know, but she likes to.
How is that going with her just getting the permit? Cause we've had a few, discussions in episodes past cause both of ours recently got her permit. She's 16 and him as well.
It's scary.
It is really scary. Yeah. Like we're dads, like. Getting to see this roll. So this is really weird, a little awkward. She failed a couple of times, but had the mentality. She just drove and wanted to get to it.
Right.
She wanted that permit. And she got it on the third time.
Well, all right. Congratulations. So, what's her name?
Her name is Chloe Boggs.
Chloe Boggs. Chloe's my daughter's name as well.
Yep.
Both have Chloe's. Both just got their permits.
That is correct.
Well, so she failed twice. Chloe failed once the written test, and then she got her next one. Pretty much like nailed it.
Good.
But the story that goes along with the very, very, very first time that we let her out in the car with me, of course, she's driving. I'm in the passenger seat. I thought it would be a great idea to Facebook Live this instrumental moment, right? So, you know, in the 2.5 seconds to 15 seconds where I'm, you know, sitting in the car and we're still in our neighborhood, okay? I'm getting it all ready and I'm about to hit live and go ready and I look up. And she's driving through an intersection in our neighborhood. Now, keep in mind, this is one of those neighborhoods where you've been there. There's no stop signs. It's just what you know because you've been driving. Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. So the main two streets, although backwards, actually isn't the right of way because of how the neighborhood's set up. That's the right of way. And then the side streets coming out. You always want to stop and look left to right and then make your turn. I looked up as she's in, just roll right through it. And I, of course, there may have been an F-bomb involved. What the are you doing?
Panic code sets in.
She freaks out because I'm freaking out. She just wants to quit. And I'm like, no. I'm sorry. That was my bad. I should have been paying attention, not doing this whole Facebook thing. And then she ended up doing real well afterwards. But that was, whew, you know, that's the scary moment, that very first time that we as fathers, when the kids start driving.
So, Nick, have you had the chance to go out yet?
Yeah, so I took it to a whole new level. I took my daughter on the freeway.
Oh.
I went on TikTok. And went on TikTok live, and she's going like 30 miles an hour getting on the freeway. I'm like, oh shit, speed up. Don't, if you're teaching your kids how to drive, don't go on social media and go live. It's not funny.
Yeah.
Somebody's gonna die.
Yeah. My experience, I haven't had a bad one yet. Okay. So my daughter's been doing really well. There was an instance where we were going up and over Granite Hill. In Grants Pass, a little windy, short, very narrow, fast road.
Right.
She was coming down and she saw like this rock wall down the side. It's like a really old, kind of in the you know, 1900s. And she's like, oh, that is really cool. And it was like looking that way. And she ended up halfway in the other lane. And thankfully, no other cars were coming. And she corrected herself and, you know, slowed back down and, you know, really took it in heart that, oops.
Yeah, right.
Oops. Like, it could have been.
It's so
could have been bad.
Crazy stressful. I mean, just any of the number of things, but let's add, you know, maybe killing ourselves to the mix in the driving. And then, you know, we haven't even got to the point, but it is coming soon where we're going to unleash these children with their own vehicles or one of your vehicles, God help us even more, out into the world without even, you know, it just scares me. I bought a couple of Apple AirTags that I'm going to hide in the vehicle for the record. And if you're listening to this, Chloe, you know, good luck finding it. we'll know that. We at least we'll know what a car is at all times.
Yeah. So, that's good. Does she talk about going out at 16, like going and driving?
I mean, every second of every day is, can we go drive? Can we go drive? Can we go drive? Yeah, you know, which is preparing herself for other things. What are you doing there, Nick? How you doing, buddy?
Somebody texted me and said they can't see us.
Oh. Well, they can't see you.
I'm kind of out of it too.
There we go.
Well, it's Facebook Live. It's not horribly important. All right, it is important. Hello, everybody.
So we are on Facebook Live. We got our first question. My wife jumped on and said, "Tell the truth. She actually teaches the kid how to drive." So Nick was called out.
So Nick's called out already.
Man, damn.
Woo! This is good. Some good stuff.
Orion, what's up, dude?
Torres, Army of Two. We'll get to that. We'll get to Army of Two.
It's a number member of the Star-Lords.
It is another member of Star-Lords.
Oh, and for all
that's a Destiny 2 clan.
Don't you guys just play leader? Like Ninja Turtles?
No,
or Mario Brothers.
We'll get to that.
Let me take you back about 4 to 5 years. So, this video game on Xbox came out. It's called Destiny, which is like the greatest freaking video game in the history of all video games, in my humble opinion. And I played that son of a bitch for like a year straight. And the premise of this game is it's you can play it by yourself, but you can also play with your friends. But Nick, what are you doing, man? You're distracting me. You're killing me here, Smalls.
I'm listening and I'm reading, reading the comments. Sorry.
This is weird. We can't do Facebook Live anymore, no matter what our PR people say.
Hey, Remy. JP he's the master. Hey. Sorry.
He's the man.
He's the man.
Or next time we do it, we're just going to have it up close so you can see it.
Exactly. Sorry, guys.
That's
we're experimenting.
So this video game, right? This is how we met, but I'm not entirely sure. I think it was Monkey. You know,
it was totally Monkey.
So we got all together and you can form clans, which can be 2 people or 100 people within said clan of your game. And this video game is, I mean, there's levels and things you need to do in it that are, you need the cooperation. You need 6 people kicking ass, doing what they need to do to accomplish your goals. And we're not talking like, let's just hop on and play for 20 minutes. Sometimes, I'm not even kidding, this could be like 4, 5, 6, 8 hour adventures.
That'd be a raid.
Yeah. And it's crazy. And then about 3 years into it, I don't know what happened. I probably was the pompous ass that I normally can be, or thought I was better than everyone, or said something wrong, or probably more to the point, you all need to commit, and it's difficult sometimes. People have lives.
We're dads.
You know? Yeah, we're dads. We got stuff to do. Right. But trying to coordinate 6 people with different schedules at a certain time to invest possibly 3, 4, 5 hours in an evening to accomplish what you need to do, that can get a little bit difficult. And I'm pretty sure I'll do it. And I flaked. And then, no problem. Next time, I'm in. And then I flaked. And then the third time, you guys, I'm so friggin' sorry. I'm in. Let's go. Halfway through it, dude, gotta go. And then I leave, which screws them. And frustrations boiled over. And they kicked me out of the clan.
Oh, no.
But I'm happy to report that today, the day of Brian Bond's birth,
back in the clan.
So what you're saying is I should go buy stock in Mountain Dew Red.
Pepsi Cola, man. Pepsi, you paying attention?
All right.
But yeah, so back in. So we're gonna see what we can do. I have a lot of work to do to get to that point, and you know,
he's slacking.
Life today versus 3, 4 years ago is considerably more busy for me.
So is this gonna mess up my editing that we need to have done?
It very well could. Yeah.
I'm in it.
Damn you, Brian.
I mean, I did come along.
No, we got to hire someone.
Up here. Well, now he's back in the clan, so we're here.
I'll make sure I'll keep StatCast up high.
We'll just get him another computer. He can play the game, edit at the
same time. Don't you worry. The simple solution to this dilemma right here, Nick Martin, is if he would listen to me in the first place months ago and just – one episode a week, record the episode, edit it a couple days later, release the episode, live your life. Instead, since we started, I don't think there's been a week where it hasn't been less than two, sometimes three or four.
Exactly. I learned
curve.
I can't help the popularity.
Yeah. So it's literally, it is a good problem to have.
Yeah.
But
they're coming to us. I'm not.
Right. I know. But yeah. See, as the scheduler, you can be like, well, you got to put in your Thurston Howell accent. Okay.
Okay.
You're rich. Yes, Mr. Celebrity Guy. So I have you penciled in for August 2nd. That's my first availability. And just see what happens.
And they're like, well, sorry, dude, we're on tour. We'll get back to you in a couple of years.
All right.
Yeah. COVID screwed our lives up.
So. Well, that's their problem. Yeah. I'm kidding. No, yeah. It's fine. It just, it really puts, there's, I think literally right now after today, I'm back up to, I need to edit five videos, but thankfully this particular episode that you are watching right now isn't going to air for 5 or 6 weeks. So that gives me plenty of time to do what we need to do to make this thing all successful. And it may seem like I'm giving Nick a hard time, and I am, but I don't really mean it. It's fine. What's happening with Dadcast and what this man puts into it is it's a beautiful thing, man.
Yeah.
I'm happy to work. Effort.
Well,
without JP, we wouldn't have the amazing episodes we have.
Yep.
We'd have a bunch of us just talking. It wouldn't look awesome.
Well, I think it's just awesome that, you know, you and I went to high school.
Yeah.
We know each other really well.
You guys went to high school together?
Yeah.
Same years?
I don't know.
I graduated in 93.
I graduated in 97, so you were like a
senior. A little bit. So yes. I was probably a senior.
I was a baby.
But we knew each other.
Right.
And then.
Well, Price Chopper.
Yeah, Price Chopper also. Yeah. Okay. And then and then I met you through gaming.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, here you guys together have created this amazing thing, Dadcast.
Pretty cool, right?
Awesome.
Oh, it's so much fun. I'm not even kidding. I mean, just sitting here pounding around, having an excuse on a Tuesday in the middle of the afternoon to drink
CBD.
Dad stuff, like Boneyard being Elixir. Dads.
Right. Oh, and thanks to our CBD. Yeah, thanks to Boneyard Elixir. Are they still our sponsor?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Sweet. And Boneyard Elixir. You rock.
Also, you rock. If you go to boneyardelixir.com, put in the code DADCAST, you get 10% off your order.
Boom.
There you go.
This is CBD-infused goodness. Don't give it to your kids.
Or give it to your kids.
Or they might take a nap. They might go to bed. Yeah, go to sleep. Well, they're teenagers. Our kids are teenagers. Well, not even.
How have you been a gamer pretty much all your life, Brian?
I've had a console since I was 8 years old.
How have you navigated your children growing up from 0-year-old babies to almost adults now and still balance that time? Has there been difficulties with the wife ever?
So my wife has always accepted me as a gamer,
right?
And what I do, I get all my dad responsibilities out of the way,
right?
And then I usually spend the evenings, to, you know, have kind of my time, you know,
right?
You know, just kind of in the night, 12, midnight, 1 o'clock,
sometimes 2 or 3 raid nights.
I know that's not lately. Clown, army of two. I know, I get it. Okay. Just you relax. I can see through that Facebook live screen. Okay. And then that's how I've managed it. So as the kids have grown up, you know, I worked in an environment through an electronic retail store that I really had a hard time. So gaming kind of back then didn't really happen as much. It wasn't until I moved back here and started this, you know, business with my dad that things got really flexible for me. And then, you know, as the kids started getting older, it was the point where they could take care of themselves, where I knew, like, you know what? I knew.
Right.
And that was pretty at a young age because my kids have been absolutely excellent. Just growing up, I've not had to fight them at all or anything.
They've been
amazing.
My son, the middle child, he's 10. Be 11 in August. He's of the three, the one, and it's the one I figured as well. He's a boy. He sees what dad does. Mm-hmm. He's the one who's latched on to gaming, and especially since the pandemic and everything that's been going on. I mean, last year there was a good 6-month period where The world recommended you do not go outside because if you open the door and the sunlight hits you, you'll burst into flames and die. So yeah. I'm like, okay. And mom was, you know, I was like, yeah, I don't really think anyone's going to burst into flames and die, but we'll go ahead and I'll respect what you want. And at the same time, better safe than sorry. So he got into, and this was the period of time where, oh, you're going to sit behind the TV for 14 hours a day. All right. I got no problem with that. You can't go outside, do what you got to do around home, the chores, but he's really grasped on to gaming, more on the PC gaming side.
Yeah. You said that.
Yeah.
You built him a gaming PC.
Built him a gaming PC.
Which is amazing.
So he got that all dialed in, then bought him an Xbox, and, the recent argument is allowing him to play Grand Theft Auto. And I caved, but I didn't cave.
No, I'm not. I'm totally against GTA.
It is. Yes. I mean, if you're into hookers, cocaine, and killing people for good fun.
Well, I am now. but as a teenager, I kind of think it's frowned upon.
Right.
You should probably be at least 21 before you start hitting up hookers and cocaine.
Yeah. You know. I didn't let my kids play.
I don't let them play it either, but there's an online version of it.
Yeah.
Which doesn't have, it's just you're playing with friends.
Yeah.
And you're doing missions, et cetera, et cetera. So I caved and let him do that.
So no hookers. No
okay.
So, as far as I know.
Okay. So this is how Grand Theft Auto usually worked for me.
Yeah.
I'd start it up, you know, get it on, get going, get, you know, trying to do the one mission. And
right.
I'd literally be like, all right, how many stars can I get? 6 stars. How many cops can I get after me?
Yeah.
And that's literally what I did. And then I never did anything.
It's fun because you can do whatever you want. But
it's crazy.
So yeah, I'm Super Mario Brothers, Ninja Turtles, okay. Mortal Kombat.
Okay.
I could mess you up in Mortal Kombat.
I'm not a fighter game, so you just Mike I'll
Tyson,
let you
Mike
have
Tyson's
it.
Punch Out. That's my jam.
You're in.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh man, I got my mini NES.
Yes.
I love how this has gone into video games. I knew it would with Brian here. but yeah, that was my jam. So my first I had an Atari 2600. I had a Coleco. You and I, 93, class of 93. I didn't know if you know that, both of us.
Oh,
so we're the same age.
There you go.
So we grew up, we're right there, same, torn from the same cloth.
Yep.
I had a ColecoVision, Intellivision, Atari 2600, and everything since. So, I mean, we're talking the original Atari console.
Pong. Nice.
Yeah.
Pong, that's what I had.
And Atari Tank, Pong. Combat, yeah. Pitfall, yeah. Oh, dude. All those.
Oh, Pitfall, yes.
That's a classic.
Yeah. Pitfall's in my car.
What?
Yeah.
Dude, we need to do a podcast where we just play Pitfall the whole time.
We should do a podcast from inside my car.
Yes. Like, that would be fantastic. While driving.
Well, that, right? I'm in if this is happening. In
okay.
The car. I'm just saying.
Brian Boggs, part two.
Yeah.
Got to.
Inside the Tesla.
I'd say let's just do it now.
What do y'all think? No, we're gonna finish this one here, but you know, the on the road podcast, we should actually drive to Vegas and record a podcast somehow because it's got a glass roof. We could put like 1, 2, 3, 4 GoPros pointed in the right area.
I don't know if anybody wants to listen to 12 hours of us talking.
We're not talking for 12 hours, Nick. We're gonna talk for an hour during said 12 hour ride.
What's gonna happen the other 11 hours?
Driving.
We're gonna be playing games.
Charging. Oh. Yeah.
While driving,
I'll be sleeping.
My son came up. My son came up last night. Dad. I googled this. I'm like, what? He's like, I figured out how to install an Xbox in your car.
What?
Yeah. He's like, you just need an HDMI adapter, dude. Like, we're gonna try that.
It's got a big screen. Yeah. It's crazy.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun playing Xbox. Of course, you know. No one's playing video games when they're actually driving, but on long road trips, if I can put an Xbox in there and my kids can play it and watch the screen from back seat, hell, why not?
Exactly.
That sounds like a real good time to me, and there'll be less fighting and distractions, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. Are the kids, do they look at dad and go, oh, God, he's always playing video games, or is it just you separate it enough to where they don't really?
No, there's definitely moments where they want dad.
Yep.
And dad might be a little occupied.
Isn't that hard to deal with? I mean, for me personally, I'm like, I fight this, especially a few years ago when it was all the time.
Right.
I mean, Nick, I've got, mm-hmm. You know what? Let's look it up right now. I love the fact there's a computer right in front of me and I can, time wasted on Destiny.
How are we doing on the, we got some. Any other questions?
No questions
so far.
Guys.
Come on.
Ask us some questions.
Get that Facebook going.
Well, I got the question.
Get your friends.
How do
Let's
you,
go.
I've balanced. I found myself many times, and I'm sure you have, you know, especially when they're littler, they come up and dad, and I'll like shush them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I'm being such a bad dad right now. And I'm still, but here I am not pausing because I can't because there's something important happening. And I look back years later, I'm like, God, you idiot. You know, you'll never get that time back. You'll never get that question again. And so
that just happened last night to me.
Yeah.
In the Vault of Glass raid.
Oh, and I'm sorry, man. I'm getting there. I'm trying.
I know, dude. I'm saying
so it happens to me nightly with the baby. Like, yes. He's almost one and he doesn't talk, but.
Right.
But you can still get away with it. He's not aware.
No, he is aware. He is very aware.
I guarantee he's not going to come back at 18 and be like, Dad, when I was 11 months old, you weren't paying attention. I promise you that'll never happen.
Sure. In like probably 3 years, he's going to do it.
He's going to call you out.
Yeah, he's going to be, F you, Dad.
He's going to be like, you remember that time?
Remember that one time?
I cannot believe it.
You were on your computer in your office doing Dadcast stuff and not paying attention to my little butt? That's what's going to happen.
Well, yeah, and there's different, you know, there's different outlets of that.
Remember that one time I was doing that and now you have this big ass house because of Dadcast?
Yeah. There you go. Okay, so you ready?
Dadcast is life now.
That's right.
And baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good road to be on.
More babies coming. Maybe.
Hopefully. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, we did some of that IVF thing on Thursday. So we'll see.
Oh, you gotta keep me up on that.
Yeah.
He's having babies.
We'll find out in a couple weeks.
Okay. Yeah. So you told me the other day that it is
technically, yes.
She's technically pregnant and carrying.
Yes, but it'll be for sure in a couple of weeks when they do the blood test.
And is that we're going to find out if it's sextuplets?
I don't know. I was more shocked watching the process happen to
sextuplets.
Well, it won't be
I mean, I'm just saying
we transferred two embryos, so it could be maybe four total.
Wow.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah, we might have to put a couple on Craigslist. But I'm just kidding.
Anybody? I hear the price is good.
I was hoping that
he got jokes.
That would draw a comment. But.
Oh, there it is. Cue it in.
Facebook is disappointing today.
I put it out on Facebook to see if anybody could get out there and reach out at Dadcast.
That's all right.
That's all good, man. It is all gravy.
Yeah.
These are all going to come later once it's dropped. So I've looked it up. I have played Destiny 2. I'm not even counting Destiny 1.
Oh, God.
521 hours and 2 minutes. And keep in mind, I've taken the last like 2 years off.
I don't even want to know where I'm at. Or where Army of Two is. I know how much he plays.
Or
Jackie. No, Jackie's not on. I don't know.
And it won't show Destiny 1, but that was that. That's, I mean, what's that divided into days? I mean, I know over the course of all the games, and I did this a couple years ago, it's equivalent to like literally 6 months. And when I'm on my deathbed, I'm going to look back and go, oh my God, I spent 6 months, 6 months consecutively.
Think about all the games you
but
played.
You know what? No regrets, man. It's fun. I enjoy it. But once, if you can figure out that balance with the kids and your responsibilities as dad, correct. You know, there's, and mom doesn't have, and you know, you got to pay attention to the lady too, which I'm guilty of many times.
Moms are important.
Yeah.
But that's with anything, you know, what's the saying? A successful man is going to be an absent man. And there's usually no way around that. Right?
Yeah.
You got to work and support your family and these children. You're not going to be around a lot. But so the payoff is if you want me around a lot, then we're, you know, eating ramen and maybe not have a home. It's terrible.
I just looking.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This is new and weird to me.
I know. That's why I'm like,
that's why I'm going to lie. I hate that thing. Well, I hate that thing over there.
I'm, you know, looking up here at the camera just to make sure people see my face. Because if I'm always staring at you.
Oh, they can see your face.
Okay, so they're staying here.
Yeah, yeah. They're that's nice and close and beautiful. That one's going to be.
JP's it's a good shot. Master at this. Like, it's incredible what he can pull off.
The way that I look at the gaming bit, you know, because we've been talking about this and the dads and trying to do the family life is, I look at it as, I'm playing video games. Yes, sometimes I might not be there for you, but I'm at home. That's most important.
Right. And that's one of the best arguments ever. You're not out the bar drinking. Nope. You're not doing drugs. Nope. You're not, you know, flirting with other women or anything like that. You are home.
Yep.
And at the drop of a dime, if something really, really, really important happens.
Everybody knows.
You're there.
In the clan or in the group, they know if something's important for family, they're doing it.
It's time to go.
Time to go.
You all beat this guy with five of me. I'll be right back. All right?
Yeah.
Do what you got to do.
Come do Atheon with five.
And that's, okay.
Uh-oh.
Did you beat it?
We did.
Okay. Is it very different? Don't spoil it for me, a little bit. Is it considerably different?
I wouldn't say it's considerably
different. Okay. But some mechanics and bosses in between are different to get through and beat?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Can I give you something?
Yeah, absolutely.
You can't cheese anything.
Okay, what did we? It's been so long.
Well, there is a new one now.
There was a cheese for everyone who doesn't know, a cheese is basically like a cheat that is.
You could knock the boss off at the end.
Yeah, but that was in the original one, and they fixed it.
No,
they never fixed it on Destiny 1, really.
Yeah,
and it's the same thing here.
Yeah,
I heard they were banning people though. I read an article that if they caught doing it, you're done.
World's First, which is a way that you can run the raid when it releases, and the first team who wins gets World's First. And yeah, they told everybody straight up. Bungie said, "You are caught doing this, you're out of the running." And it's like in the gaming world, that's like a big thing for all these runners. It's like nerd level like 1 million.
Yes, there's prizes. You know? It's armor and weapons that you can only get when playing this, and when you and when you take you it want into like the game,
prizes.
Yeah, like cash. I don't know.
Is the armor new?
172 hours doing anything. I want to get paid for it.
Well, the armor is the same, but you can build upon that.
Yeah, the VOG was my favorite armor, man, back in the day.
It's the best.
I can't wait to get it up and play.
Yeah, and the weapons are amazing. Still the same.
Oh, the Mythic Blast.
Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, buddy. Nice.
I know. Army Chief.
Oh, I'm gonna title this particular Dadcast episode Brian Boggs Destiny 2, so we can get everyone from the gaming community to be like, what?
I mean, we could still talk more dad stuff about me if you want.
We will. We still got 30 minutes to go.
Oh, good.
Yeah, good. I just got to come up with questions. Nick needs to come up with questions. I have plenty. But again,
I'm still just trying to wrap my head around how nerdy you guys are. Dude.
Okay, let me tell you a quick story.
You didn't have any idea. No,
there was
no idea. It's crazy.
So it you is. Like video games, but you're just not super into it, right?
I like the old school games.
Right, but if we put an Xbox in front of you and you want to play like Call of Duty or some game, you're just not into it or just haven't tried it.
I hate Call of Duty. I don't understand it. I don't get it. I suck at that.
But see, okay, so good point, JP. If you're a fighter, like he does the fighting games, like your single action, type, that's where he shines, Where, us playing the first person, that's a much different mechanic with all the hand movement on the control.
But again, you got to learn to crawl before you walk, man. And leading into my point is I had a buddy I used to work with. His name was Mike. He was my engineer at the radio station I used to work with. And he liked video games but really wasn't super into it. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm a direct result, I love bringing this up, 7 degrees of Kevin Bacon kind of way of getting him fired because I introduced him to Destiny.
Oh, geez.
And it turns out he got, and like a lot of people do, once you get into this game – it dominates your life if you let it. It is literally addicting. It is like a drug.
Beautiful.
And it's fun.
It is.
It's so much fun. It is like one of the – it's just so beautiful of a game. And he played it a lot, and got super, super into it, and he would stay up too late and miss work and too often. And, and he eventually was let go. And I don't know if it's directly because of that or a great many other things, but my point is if I were to, and I have the kid, okay, someone's calling me. Don't think, if it's the lady.
Uh-oh. On air? You can't.
This will be fun. Let's see.
You can't do phone calls, can you?
Oh, of course I can. There's no rules. Hello? Hello? Rules. Hello? I'm waiting to see if my student loan's been approved or if my auto warranty is.
Oh, the warranty.
Yep. Nope. Spam calls. I have an extra Xbox, and
I see where this is going.
And an extra sign in for Game Pass, and Destiny 2 just so happens to be free on Game Pass.
There's a chance.
I'm out. I literally guarantee if you spent 2 hours, 1 hour a night when you have complete alone time for 2 weeks, you're going to be coming back and go, JP, how do I do this? How do I get that? Or call, hey, bro, I need help with this. My brother did it. My son did it. Mike did it. It's that much fun, dude. And we're adults. We're grown men. We're dads. We're responsible. You more than any man are really good at, you know, relegating your time and everything.
Actually, I'm not.
Okay. So adding more to the mix would be
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're going to, I'm going to show you anyway. I guarantee you'll be like, this is a pretty cool looking game. Yeah, I'll give him at least that. He's going to be like,
I'll give you that. Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah,
you got to see it.
And there's also community, dude. Let's say 5 years from now, you move to New York City, but we're still best friends. We want to hang out and talk, dude. You get online, play some games, and not just that game, any game, play some games and talk to each other instead of a phone call. Actually interact and play with each other. It's a really cool community.
Xbox Party Live.
It really is.
It's good stuff.
But
they have Ninja Turtles for Xbox. I'm pretty sure we could.
You keep going to this Ninja Turtle thing.
Yeah, I like pizza and I like turtles. Like, what can I
say? Okay, so what's your favorite turtle?
Michelangelo.
Oh. I'm more of a Leonardo guy.
Really?
Not really. I just threw that out there because that's the Donatello.
He's all right. He's a little boring. But Michelangelo, he's funny.
Is he the leader?
I'm not a turtle.
No. You're not a turtle guy?
No, Splinter.
There you go. See?
All right.
Yeah, so.
I'm more of a Shredder guy, so, you know. Yeah. You can never beat me. He keeps coming back episode after episode. It's weird. Yeah. You think I'm done, and then I keep coming back.
Yeah, crazy. Yeah, good stuff.
Man, so we've covered a lot of video gaming. Right. We've covered that you, in fact, are a dad. And a pretty good one at that, I would say, if you relegate that time and they're still, you know, respect and love you. Mm-hmm. Big question.
Yeah.
Today's your birthday.
Today is my birthday.
Like, literally, today, right now.
Thank you. Today is actually my freaking birthday.
What are you expecting from said children for your birthday? What can we expect?
Well.
Did I put you on the spot?
No, actually, I'm never on the spot. I always bring it. If she's watching, if she is, probably nothing.
I know
what she wants to get me.
Okay.
But just didn't have the ability.
Is it video game related?
No, actually, it's Oregon Duck golf shirts.
Okay. All
That's
right.
That's what I asked for.
All right.
Because I'm a golfer. That's my sport.
What's your handicap?
We gotta go.
What's my handicap?
Yeah.
It's a 5.
Oh, okay. I'm a golfer too.
Well, then we should all go.
But the thing is, it's just like me and playing musical instruments. I'm really good at it when I was young, and then I stopped. And then I picked it back up again when I was older, and I was like, oh, I'm still pretty decent. I should probably pay a little bit more and get back to where I was. And then I stopped. And now we are 46 years old. I can pick up that golf club, and I can drive with the best of them. But if you ask me to putt or pitch, we got problems.
Really?
See,
but I can putt and pitch.
So if we're going to do a shotgun, you know, we do a shotgun thing.
I'm with JP. I can drive it 300+ yards. My irons are on point, straight as an arrow.
Yep.
But when it comes to chipping, kissing goodbye.
It's just the mechanics are so, it's the same but different.
And it's so easy. It's like,
you'd think.
So easy. You're right next to the green. You should be able to just, right? But it's not.
Instead, it's either 30 yards past the flag or.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Yeah. Well, then we
need to go for sure.
Okay.
We can at least let's dial in a driving range session.
Dadcast on the golf course in the golf cart.
And we'll take the camera on the road.
Yes.
Another.
Just we'll make it a vlog episode.
Yeah. Ooh, a vlog episode. Yeah. There you go.
I bring the drone out. Freaking.
So the last time I golfed, I was at a tournament for one of the furniture stores I worked for. We were up in Myrtle Creek.
Oh,
to this
great
golf
course
next to a freaking trailer park. People were wearing cutoff jeans and cutoff shirts. It was awesome. There were kegs at every single hole, and I was drinking at the time. By the time we were done, I probably finished 3 kegs myself.
Holy.
Dude, it was a good time. And we won the tournament. So.
And you managed to have 3 kegs down and hit the ball pretty good?
Along with some Jägermeister. I don't know how I hit the ball.
I don't even remember.
All I know is we won.
What was that?
That's a Zelda. I got a text message.
Yeah.
Oh, there's another phone call. It is the middle of the day. Let's see who this with is. Sorry to interrupt. Hello.
Regarding your recent purchase of $200, if it not done by you, call us on 1-800. 662-6638 for
cancel. That sounds legit. Your money
back. Hey, so everybody on Facebook, call that number.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Ooh, you guys, okay. I got a notification. Your package, I got a Tesla accessory. It's coming.
Nice. Oh, gosh, he's getting stuff.
Carry on. I'm just going to hook up this camera here for me now that it's charged enough.
Sweet. But, yeah, we definitely need to go golfing for sure.
Good. Good.
Some, like, Grants Pass golf course. Would be that's that or Applegate is a good
one. That's what I do, men's league.
I like Applegate.
Yeah. Tuesdays.
It's an easy course.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
Really? It's. I thought it was pretty easy.
It's got its challenges.
I'm a little cocky, though.
You know. We'll see. All right. We'll see how that goes.
It's been a while.
But okay.
Yeah. You guys are funny. All right. So we're in a new studio. We're talking dads, video games, golf. Guess where we're going that Nick's going to love?
Oh, boy.
Uh-oh.
Sports.
Oh. Hey, my Blazers are freaking killing it this year.
Anybody? Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's the playoffs, and they've won, what, one game?
Yeah, but they lost.
Well, they lost, yeah, but they have to, though.
They highlighted Damian Lillard's three-point from the logo. Yeah.
They've got to like, stretch it out. They can't just, like, get it all done and, like, super fast. They've got to, like, make some money. The season's been kind of crappy, COVID and all, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to look it up. Yeah, my Lakers. I'm a Laker fan.
I have a feeling my Blazers are going to go to the finals.
So they lost. I think they play again tonight.
I'm not really a basketball fan.
No, but you're a football fan.
But I am.
Yeah, you're a Niner fan, aren't you?
No.
Okay. Okay. Who's your NFL team?
I let it pause there for the Rams.
That's fine.
Yeah.
So I got no problem with that.
At least.
Well, I'm not a Niner fan. He is.
I'm a Niner fan.
Oh, you're a Niner fan. I'll say, yeah, my wife.
I'm a Raider fan. So.
Oh yeah, we know that.
Yeah. Come on, how do you? And I'm looking forward to this year, man. The first time in the brand new stadium. So,
dude, we got to go. I'm not a Raiders fan, but that stadium was beautiful.
It is beautiful. And Brian Lindsay, man, I'm sorry. I look back on my text messages, and you cannot take tone with text. So I feel like you may have been like, what a dick asking me for my tickets. And that's not what I was hoping for if you watch this video. Okay, good talk.
Okay, and so, good talk.
Yeah, we got a buddy who's he's got season tickets, and they're like the best seats in the history of the world. 50-yard line, like four rows up, and very expensive. Nice. And he didn't get to use them last year because of all COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now he's got, and keep in mind, you only got 8 games and a couple of preseasons and playoffs if you're lucky.
Yeah.
So there's not too many. And here I am going, hey, you're not going to use them all. Can I have them just because I'm an idiot and I think I'm deserving? I thought I got over that many, many years ago, the entitled. And I felt after sending that I'm like, that felt a little entitled, even though I was polite about it and joking.
Please
and even
me,
asked.
Did you send an apology text?
Well, no, that just did it on the camera. You should probably follow. It wasn't rude, though. You saw what I texted. It was ha, 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 funny, funny. And maybe I will, just to be safe. But anywho.
I would.
Rams fan, Raider fan, Niner fan.
That's right.
College. I love sports so much. College, yeah. USC.
Oregon Ducks.
Yeah, I know. It's. Well, that's I get that up here. You know, it's not easy being anything, a fan of anything other than Ducks in this in this area.
Yeah.
It's pretty, pretty, pretty loyal fandoms everywhere you go around here. I'm assuming that's the same anywhere you go, but
I would imagine
it's here though. Gosh, you Duck fans are friggin' passionate, man.
Yes, we are. we come out colorful.
It's too bad you can't win a national championship though. I mean, there's so many years.
We had a shot.
You had plenty of shots, but Cam Newton got in the way.
Well,
one time.
No, Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Walked right over us.
Mm-hmm.
Just saying. You know, happens.
And last year, for the record, big old fat asterisk, okay? Come on, Rose Bowl. Should have been USC playing Washington. But no, COVID, and then all of a sudden, like third-place Ducks get thrown into it, and then they beat them. It's like, oh, are you kidding me? Of course, that would happen to my friggin' Trojans this year with everything that happened. But, you know, good job. Good job. Asterisk. Whatever. What?
Whatever.
Whatever. He hates sports. He hates talking sports.
I like watching it sometimes. I'm just not.
Well, how are you into sports? But you like basketball.
I love basketball.
So you're into sports.
Well, yeah. I'm just not into football. I like baseball. I like baseball too.
Go Dodgers.
Giants.
not a baseball fan.
You know the Dodgers beat the Giants like three times in a row, right? Yeah. Oh, we needed that too. Oh my goodness. Right. See, do you listen to sports talk radio at all?
I do not.
Okay. Well, there's a guy on CBS Sports Radio who's on one of the local affiliate channels here. His name's Bill Ryder. He's got a show, Ryder Than You, and he's a sports talk guy. We just booked him. He's coming on in a few months.
Oh, good.
He's going to love that episode.
Yeah. I'm going to be sitting here like.
I mean, this
is going to be the two talking.
But, right, pretty much.
But this is a guy who's will out-talk me.
Yeah.
Like every day of the week. He'll probably get into something I'll be like Nick. I'll be like, I don't know what you're talking about. It's
Who can out-talk JP? Come on.
Oh, there's plenty.
We've had two so far that have Tom Arnold.
Yeah. Well, that's Tom Arnold.
Yeah. That dude did not stop talking. It was awesome.
So it was probably good. He's probably one of those ones you want to watch. Like, just watch. Listen.
Yeah. Yeah. You definitely want to listen to it. Yeah.
Anytime we get a guest on.
You don't want to miss that one.
That debuts in 2-3 weeks.
Yeah.
Anytime a guest comes on and talks more than me, that's fine. I mean, I welcome that. Are you kidding? That's good. If I could just sit back and watch and listen for most of an episode, that's fantastic. That's good content.
The Stormy Warren, Brett Young episode was kind of the same way.
Right. Manny Cabo.
Yeah, Manny Cabo for sure.
He took the ball and ran, and I was like, yeah, buddy.
Good, good, good.
Yeah.
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 Dan Rodriguez was another one he talked a lot too.
So how many have you had so far?
Oh gosh, that's personal.
Well,
man. So each season
divided by 2 - 5.
We're in season 3 right now, and we're planning on 12 episodes per season. But when you think season, it's not like on a yearly basis.
Right.
So we can literally put out 4 or 5 seasons per year. That's the plan going forward at this point. But we had 12 episodes season 2, a couple of, so we're pushing right around 30 episodes so far right now. Okay, and we're still in the infancy of this thing.
And we're booked out through August. So
good. Yeah. Good.
It's we need crazy. You know, I'm still waiting on Barack Obama, Conor McGregor.
Joe Rogan.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan, if you're listening.
Joe's the big one.
Yeah.
Yep.
Bert Kreischer.
and tons of stuff. Big Tom ones Segura. Coming up, man.
Just The Rock.
Yes. That would be absolutely amazing. I think
we're a little too big for The Rock. I don't think he can.
You guys are pretty big.
No, I don't think anyone's bigger than Dwayne Johnson. You hear me, Dwayne Johnson? The Rock?
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson, I drink your energy drinks every day.
Come on to the show.
We learned that name dropping is also a thing.
Dwayne Johnson.
Dwayne Johnson?
Yeah, Kevin Hart. I mean, Dwayne Johnson.
Do you think The Rock would even fit in this room?
No.
No.
Kevin Hart would, though.
Yeah. Oh, no. Oh, hashtag short jokes. You would know.
Hey, bring them both in. That would be to be a good one to watch.
I would just sit back.
Oh,
yeah. I would just let them talk.
I was just gonna say they would be a show.
I would be like, dude, we need to go to the gym afterwards after that one.
Oh, I guess that would be the one time I would go embarrassed.
There would be so much muscle in this room. It's not even.
Yeah.
Careful, Nick. He's getting excited. Talking about male muscle.
Talked about gym.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What is the tough questions here?
Sweaty rock gear.
Tough questions.
What has been for Brian Boggs? And I'm going to follow up this question with the opposite. So don't you fret.
Okay.
What has been your journey as a father, the most difficult obstacle you've come across?
Oh, that's an easy one. Super easy. My son was born 2 months premature to the T.
You got you and Nick something in common there.
Yeah. So he, had to be put into the NICU unit for a month and a half. So I never even got to see my kid for the first month and a half. So he was yellow, obviously jaundice.
Right.
You know, the whole 9 yards, visited him through a glass window. So.
And that was, he's your first.
Yeah. And so when he was born, he was 3 pounds, 6 ounces.
Oof.
Gosh.
Yeah.
So your first experience as a dad, a father, you got thrown into scary stuff right off the bat. But it worked out, man. He's going to be 18, next week?
18. He's almost 6 foot, not quite.
Right.
Taller than me. Maybe he's 5'9", 5'10", maybe. And you would never Literally never know.
Mm-hmm.
Never.
Right?
Yeah. Same with my baby, dude.
Yeah.
Like, you would never know that he was in the NICU. You'd never know he was sick. It's crazy.
And then
it was freaking scary, though.
It's a moment.
Yeah.
And then I had my daughter, and wow, she was easy the whole time.
Yeah. All right. Now,
my boy was hard. My daughter was easy.
Is it still easy?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
My boy's tough.
Sometimes, right?
you're not getting the stuff from your daughter of "I hate you, Dad," or "I know." No, everything.
So that's what I get from my son now.
Really?
And not the hate. He doesn't say hate but he's in his room.
The attitude of
he's in his room. Doesn't really come out. Doesn't want. Hey, Dad, want to go do stuff? Although we're into scouts, you know. So he's a scouter. He's working on his Eagle Scout project this weekend, Memorial weekend. And my daughter is like, Dad. Hit comes down, lays with me, watches movies, you know, we go do stuff together. She's out working with me, pressure washing the concrete, you know, whatever, mowing the yard. She's out wanting to do stuff with me all the time, all the time.
Well, I want to read you something here.
Okay.
Because, and you may have seen it, but I posted it on Facebook. It struck such a chord with me. And a lot we've talked about in our past episodes about right now where our teenagers are at. So, dear mom and dad, please stick with me. I can't think clearly right now because there's a rather substantial section of my prefrontal cortex missing. It's a fairly important chunk, something having to do with rational thought. You see, it won't be fully developed until I'm about 25. And from where I sit, 25 seems a long way off. It doesn't matter that I'm smart. Even a perfect score on my math SAT doesn't insulate me from the normal developmental stages that we all go through. Judgment and intelligence are two completely distinct things. And the same thing that makes my brain wonderfully flexible, creative, and sponge-like also makes me impulsive. Not necessarily reckless or negligent, but more impulsive than I will be later in life. Please stick with me. So when you look at me like I have 10 heads after I've done something stupid or failed to do something smart, you're not really helping. You adults respond to situations with your prefrontal cortex, rationally. But I am more inclined to respond with my amygdala emotionally. And when you ask, what were you thinking? The answer is, I wasn't. At least not in the way you are. You can blame me or you can blame Mother Nature, but either way, it is what it is. At this point in my life, I get that you love me, but my friends are my everything. Please understand that. Right now, I choose my friends, but don't be fooled. I'm watching you carefully. Please stick with me. Here's what you can do for me. And this is the important part. I know this is long-winded, but it's important. Model adulting. I see all the behaviors that you are modeling, and I hear all the words you say. I may not listen, but I do hear you. I seem impervious to your advice. Right? Like I'm wearing a Kevlar vest, but your actions and words are penetrating, I promise. If you keep showing me the way, I will follow, even if I detour many, many times before we reach our destination. Let me figure things out for myself. Tell me about you. I want you to tell me all the stories of the crazy things you did as a teen and what you learned from them. Then give me the space to do the same.
That's a good one.
Help me with perspective. Keep reminding me of the big picture. I'll roll my eyes at you and make all kinds of grunt-like sounds. I'll let you know I'm in no uncertain terms that you can't possibly understand any of what I'm going through. But I'm listening. I really am. It's hard for me to see anything beyond the weeds that I'm currently mired in. Help me scan out and focus on the long view. Remind me that this moment will pass. Keep me safe. Be kind. Show interest in the things I enjoy. One day, when the haze of adolescence lifts, you will find a confident, strong, competent, kind adult where a surly teenager once stood. In the meantime, buckle in for the ride. Please stick with me. Love, your teenager.
So,
and I didn't get too, there's a little bit more into that, but I was already getting long winded, but that is right where I'm at with my teenage girl.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. So that's a good one too. Cause so one of the key points in there for me is, what did you do as a teenager?
Me?
What did we do when we were teenager, and what are they doing? They're just doing the same stuff, and then we're trying to ridicule them. And
it's the vicious circle.
We did those things.
Right. And we knew then, this is the big thing. We are now acting out of our parents that we got pissed at them for now.
Yes.
Because our kids are doing the same. It's this vicious circle of life. And it's that whole rational thought and brain thing. It's been so long since we were there, but for them, they are there now. And you got to step back sometimes and realize that they're going, now, albeit it's different, but the same. It's social media and phones and this, but at the core of it all, their issues, their problems, their struggles, their strengths, it's all essentially the same. Mm-hmm. And it's, I'm just glad, you know what? I'm lucky. She's so far not even come close to some of the shit that I did back in the day. Right?
Yeah. I would agree as well.
Yeah, I'm lucky
too. Mine's not. Yeah.
So far. My oldest, though, he did a lot of the shit I did.
And yeah.
Yeah. He's in the Army now, so that's good.
That's good.
But yeah, he was going down a bad path and he got himself fixed out and figured out. And
good.
So he's doing good now.
Good.
It's difficult.
Dude.
It's difficult. But I'm glad to hear that. You know, for the most part, your kids, they're doing all right, and you're just going through the normal stuff that we went through, and now we get the other side now.
Now we get it.
And if I'm half the man that my dad was to me, to my kids, they're going to be just fine.
Yep.
So I'm thankful for that.
That's how I look at it. I know my kids are going to be fine. I was raised good. I raised my kids good. I have no worries that they're going to raise their kids good.
That's a beautiful thing. Well done. Oh, nope. Wrong button.
Oh,
what's that one? Now, that's second stuff. Part of the question.
Yeah.
That was the most difficult thing.
Okay.
What's been your pride, shining moment as a dad? What's the best part of being a dad for Brian Boggs?
Best part about being a dad.
I know. Narrowing it down to one's a difficult ask, but.
I mean, man, that's a. So much. Just having kids. Yeah.
All right.
Because there was a point that I didn't want kids. I didn't even want kids. And then it hit me. It's like I wanted that little kid tugging on my shorts, you know, dad. You know, so I would say just having the ability to have kids, because I know some people can't, you know.
Do you miss them being that little?
Yeah, I do. You know, they always said, you know, oh, terrible twos, oh, that's the worst, you know, don't go through this stage with that. And I never had that. I hate to say it, but I had good kids.
Well, good.
Even in the young stages.
I would say even as tough as it gets, it's still 100% worth it. Like, it's amazing. Like, as tough as my little guy is and being older, having a baby, it's like, oh, my God, this is just crazy. But it's totally worth it, though. All the screaming and like just being able to hold him and he calms down in like 2 seconds. That's awesome.
Nick, buddy, you can bring that to you so you're comfy. Just so you know. Okay.
Can you please?
You don't closer? Need to wipe it all over your beard, but I'm just.
Hey, get that in your mouth.
So, you know, and the best thing is I can't wait to see the career they go down.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What do they have an idea of the oldest, your son right now?
My son wants to be a math teacher.
A math teacher. That is not one I've ever heard doing this podcast yet, but
there you go.
That is very honorable, you know, teaching.
Yep.
Math. God, I should probably get him over to help out my kid.
Oh, it's he's
like teaching anything right now.
Yeah. He's like honorable. Like an advanced, like calc, like some high
advanced cow.
Cow.
Calculus.
Calc.
Trigonometry. Geometry. Things and such. So you go home today.
Yes.
You open the door. Wife greets you and says, honey, sit down and tell you something. She says, I'm pregnant. What's your first reaction? Do you welcome that?
Well, absolutely.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I'm not expecting you to say, oh, no. More along the lines of, because I asked you a second ago, do you miss having the littles?
Yes.
Is this something that you would be just like, in the back of your mind, oh, my God, I almost got through it all? Or is it yes?
I would totally do it again.
So would I.
I would not have doubt. No, I can't, but I would.
Okay, fair enough.
So your first question would be like, well, so, whose is it?
Right now, that would be the question. Right. I'd be like, who is it?
Yeah.
But so now I'm just waiting for grandkids. And believe it or not, for all of us, it's sooner than later if – you know, standard operating protocol takes its course.
I'm honestly shocked I'm not yet.
Yeah?
Yeah, because my kid's 22, my oldest.
Yeah.
So.
Right?
Yeah, he's dodged some bullets.
Well, so that's funny you say that, because I don't think my son will have kids for a while, But I feel like my daughter's going to sooner. Hopefully not.
I'm going to go back to the nerd thing. Do you think it's the video games?
Yeah. That is totally it.
Okay. First of all, I would like to squash any. Now, when there are nerds, okay, and then there is us. I mean, from the outside, you got two fairly decent-looking guys with great personalities that drive kick-ass cars and make money and support their people. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying.
There's never been a lack of women in my life, even when I was video gaming, et cetera, et cetera. So don't forget squashed.
Friends. Right. Best friends all around.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
You should get into it, son. Just saying.
I played football and wrestled.
So did I.
I was solid. I was good. My high school career was good.
I wrestled in high school as well.
Damn it. I had something. That
singlet we had to wear was awesome. I miss those. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I'm getting at?
I'm not even going to call what it is. Good.
I'm being sarcastic.
Are you, though?
Yes.
I'm kidding. It's fine if you're not, bro. It's fine.
Yeah. I wish there was like shorts and a tank top or something. It was just really weird.
Oh.
Being in
I'm not even going to talk about it.
Yeah. Being in like a spandex jumpsuit, like what are we? Like a 1970s rock band? Like it was.
You're professional wrestlers, man. Now,
but back then, we sported it. That's what we did.
Dude, I was all about it.
I was about it.
Yeah.
I want more babies, and you're getting them.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. I got to wait for my grandkids.
I'll let you hold
mine. I really do.
There you go.
I really. But that doesn't mean Chloe. You get to wait 6 years at least. Preferably 7 or 8. And Avery, your little girl.
20, 30.
You can wait 10 to 15 years. She's going to be 8 years old in 6 days.
Woo-wee.
My littlest.
I know. I've been watching The Journey. It's awesome.
Oh, man. Yeah, you were. That's right. So when we were rating, it was about 5 years ago, she was just a tiny, itty bitty thing.
Like right there with you.
Yeah, she would come in.
She actually
and,
would on his lap. We would hear.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'd say hi to the guys, and she'd be like, "Hi, guys!" But it was more—it was so cute. And they'd get at least they'd humor me and say it was cute. I'm sure they muted me and like, "God damn it, JP!
Oh, fuck, JP!
Oh, first F bomb! First F bomb!
Oh, whoops!
Ding, ding, ding!
Yes.
Let's give it to Nick. I give it to Brian.
I didn't do it this time.
I know. That's the first. I think that's the first time it hasn't been Nick, man. It's okay.
That's a good thing.
We don't actively like. Purposely get dirty and cuss on here, but if a few slip here and there, this ain't radio, baby. It is okay.
Well, actually, we're going to go back to the first two episodes. Yeah, we did. It was just
right.
We said whatever we wanted, and then it was like no.
And then Nick got happy with the P word.
Yeah,
and he but we were not. Just go back and watch those episodes. You'll see. Okay, we don't need to repeat it here.
Watch the Jerome Hamilton episode.
Oh yeah, the first 45 seconds. Yeah. That's all you need. That's
the first 45 seconds.
Yes,
it was. Yeah.
Nick was on something that day.
I was breaking records.
They were just flying.
That's right.
I did a podcast back in the day with Joe Moxley, and they titled that one the F Show. But it was spelled out and actually pronounced because me working in radio, I finally had a platform where I could cuss. And I took every opportunity I could. Every other word and every other sentence was an F-bomb in that episode, and it felt so liberating. Oh, but, yeah, we got to keep it clean here. We are dads, et cetera, et cetera. Yep, yep. But you know, as soon as we get off the air and we're out barbecuing and doing our thing and on the golf course, they be flying.
Or if you're our kids and you piss us off, the F-bombs are flying.
They're coming out.
That's they right. do.
Yeah.
They do.
Exactly.
We're dads. That's just what happened.
And then here I am yelling at him when I'm hearing him saying these words when he's gaming with his other friends or 10.
Yeah.
Isn't that the biggest what?
You're such a hypocrite.
Yeah. Do as I say, not as I do. I get it now.
Yeah, I think the first time I heard my son let it fly, it was kind of a weird moment.
Wasn't it?
It was kind of a weird moment when he dropped the F and he's like, and then he took it a little further than that, and then I kind of like attacked the kid or whoever.
Did he get colorful and like form a sentence and how he should F bomb the person?
He actually did, and that's when I literally grabbed the controller out of his hand.
Did you high five?
You know, because I did the dad thing, and I was like, no, okay, look, You know,
How old was he?
He was probably like 13.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, so it's like that point where it's like not horrible, but
right,
still
yes.
And I let him know. I said, no, that can't fly. Like, I don't mind if it slipped, like right. I accidentally slipped, you know, like that's fine. You know, yeah. And they've heard us parents all the time. They heard, mm-hmm. you know, and then, you know, he's pretty clean on the mic, you know.
That's good.
It's a little aggressive, but.
I hate it when, like, you walk into the room and all the kids are just, like, just the filthiest stuff you've ever heard. And you're like,
That's what happens now, dude.
I know. It's like, huh?
You know how that goes.
Yeah. I'm like, are these your friends?
You gotta keep in mind that
yeah,
that's the playground in their video games still. Yeah, just like, we didn't have that when we were on the playground.
No.
But now their playground is the playground and cyberspace.
Or the greatest thing is you hear one of their dads in the background jumping in.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You're like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What a douche.
Yep, that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Social media on the live platform on the internet is, man.
It's something to be, that we could spend another hour talking just about
their
that.
Moms are in the other room making their OnlyFans account. It's crazy. Society is so fucked right now.
There's a second F-bomb. Nick Martin. Gosh, we're careful. We're going to go off the rails. We haven't really gone off the rails here today.
No.
No, this is good.
I typically forewarn.
I got assaulted by Bigfoot, so we're good.
Well, you did want to ask a question. You want to ask it?
I do. Have you ever been almost assaulted by a Bigfoot?
Wait, before you answer that question, mm-hmm. it wasn't the word we talked about prior to this show was not assaulted. Okay,
not so
Nick, I am going to ask you to please correct yourself and ask him the question as it was said prior.
Have you ever been raped by Bigfoot?
No, I have not.
And with that,
I have been to the Bigfoot trail, but that's about it. Oh God!
All right.
Oh, Brian Boggs.
Thank you,
Nick Martin.
Yeah,
it's been an hour.
Been fun.
Is it already? Man, I could talk all day long.
We could keep going.
Remember, we've got you dialed in for episode 2 of Brian Boggs inside the Tesla on a road trip and episode 3 on the golf course, apparently.
Right.
Apparently, you're going to be like the fill-in guest
like
that we
episode 2.5 because it's just a vlog.
Okay. How about we take the Tesla to the golf course instead of we don't have to go to Vegas?
There you go.
There you go.
You should all get Tesla so we can all do it.
Well, we'd all have to. Well, you and I would have to meet down here to get into the Tesla to get to the golf course for this to make sense.
Logistics, man. Whatever the case, we will figure it out.
Yep.
Cool. Brian Boggs, I want to thank you so much for coming on, man. It was a pleasure. We are so happy you came on Dadcast.
Thank you.
I haven't used this particular board since in an in studio one. This is my in studio board.
Yep.
So the last few episodes of Dadcast have not included the proverbial. That's the wrong button.
Hey, everyone. Thanks for listening to Dadcast.
And we'll see you all next week. Thanks for coming on, you guys.
Thank you, guys.